Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends, and Merry Christmas to you as we continue to celebrate this great season of the church year, celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're given fantastic passages to be able to meditate on in the readings at Mass this week. I want to take up some of those from the Apostle John, both from the Gospel of John, but also from his beautiful letters. So I hope you had a wonderful celebration of Christmas. And if you didn't, if you had a hard Christmas, sometimes people do, I'm glad you're tuning in today. Just want to remind you that you're beloved. You're loved by God. God's gift is for you. God's love is for you. His favor is upon you. He wants you to receive the gift of the offer of the life of his Son. God the Father, who loves you, wants to give you a full life in his Holy Spirit. He wants to comfort you and strengthen you, and nothing can separate you from that love. So I just want to encourage you today to throw off the discouragement, to throw off the lies, the deception, and just allow the truth of God to wash over your heart and to receive his promises to you, and let his understanding, let him tell you who you are and what he thinks about you, and to be able to receive it and receive the gift of new life and the friendship and fellowship and the family that he gives you that no one can ever take away. Come, Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible, and we have seen it, and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, who we are writing this so that you may share our joy, and your joy may be complete. It's just another amazing revelation from the Word of God about the plan of God and what's unfolding. So what you have here is the beloved Apostle John, who's communicating what he knows to be a fact. And he's describing what he and the apostles saw from the beginning, what they experienced, and what they've come to understand it was all about. And then they're taking it forth and they're offering it to you and to me. So let's look at it more closely. So he says, what was from the beginning? There's what's from the beginning of all time in terms of God's plan. But what was from the beginning of their experience of encountering Jesus and walking with him? So he says, what we have seen, what we've heard, the teaching of Jesus, the testimony of the things that Jesus did, what we've seen with our eyes. So this is not secondhand or third-hand information. This is John saying, I'm telling you what came from his mouth, and I'm telling you what we saw with our own eyes, what we in fact looked upon. And he said, and what we touch with our own hands. So with our senses, we encountered Jesus, and we're reporting to you what we absolutely know as a fact about what concerns the word of life. Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is life itself. He's talking about the person of Jesus Christ, who is God's word to us, who revealed to us all that we need to know about our salvation, who God is and who he's made us to be. And his word is life, because there was a life in him that he'll now describe. He said, for the life was made visible to us. What did they come to see? A life. What is Christianity in its essence? A life. It's not just a moral system. It's not simply a kind of a way to enhance and develop ourselves philosophically. It's not a particular kind of prayer or particular kind of spirituality. It's not a plan to fix the world kind of thing. It's not like an NGO. It's not a self-improvement project. It's none of that. It's God's life is what he's saying. We're telling you what concerns the word of life. He said, for the life was made visible to us, and we have seen it, and we testify to it. So what have they seen, and what are they testifying to? Their testimony, they proclaim, they declare it. And he said, we declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father was made visible to us. This is the central proclamation they're making. What did Jesus bring? Eternal life. John will say at another place, what did he promise us? Eternal life. How do we know it's real and possible? Because we saw him raised from the dead. There is a life in him that is in no one else. But the beautiful thing is, he told us, and he's accomplished it in us, that he would give to all who believe in him a share in this eternal life. The eternal life that was with God, it's God's life. It's the Christ life. It's the life from which all life has come from. God, the origin of all things. And Jesus revealed him, not as some vague force or some distant deist God, but he's a Father. And God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is a communion of persons in love. In fact, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, is the love between the Father and the Son. And all of created things, everything that is, comes forth from that love. And he's saying that love is real. That life is real. The eternal life, the creator, the origin, the ground of all being and reality. This is real, John is telling us. And we see it. We've seen it. We've touched it. He walked among us. He goes, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you. For what reason? So that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Here's the goal. Here's the purpose of Jesus' coming. It's another way to describe salvation. To be brought into right relationship with God. To be brought out of separation. To be brought out of alienation. Be brought out from under condemnation. And to be brought into fellowship, union, family, communion, radical peace in God, radical right relationship with our Creator, which allows us to come into the fullness for which we were made. And John is saying, I'm writing this for what reason? So their joy and our joy can be made complete. This is the destiny of the human race. This is the goal of, this is why, friends, we are relational beings. This is why we have a capacity to grasp and understand these things. This is why we are family. This is why we're made male and female, and family and the multiplication of eternal creatures can come to be. Those who bear the image of God, who have been brought into God's awesome creation to share it with him. That's what it's all about. And sin broke that relationship, separated us from it, and God's creative order became, we became aliens and strangers. We're alienated even from ourselves and from one another. This disordered energy released in the world through the power of sin and death, all of that, it all gets healed. It all gets dispelled because Jesus is free of it. He's not under it. He's not dominated by it. And he brought the human race into that new reality, that what we call the born-again reality of becoming a new creation in Christ. So fantastic, so beautiful. And John, of course, the Gospel of John in chapter 20 now, we'll just look at that reading briefly. It's the resurrection appearance. It says, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, they have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter. Who's that? That's John. He was younger than Peter, the one whom Jesus loved. It said, and he arrived at the tomb first, but he bent down and he saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. He waited. He waited for Peter, who was the elder brother. He waited for Peter. And so when Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed. Who's this other disciple who was deferent to Peter? It was John, of course, right? So Peter went in and he saw the situation. Jesus was not in the tomb. He saw the burial clothes and the cloth that covered his head. It was not with the burial clothes, but it was rolled up in a separate place. And as Peter's observing what's going on, John enters in. And John sees and he believes. He knew. He knew that this wasn't the result of someone breaking into the tomb and stealing Jesus' body. But in fact, it was the fulfillment of what Jesus promised, that the Messiah must die and on the third day he would rise. And John is here to tell us. And the apostles became witnesses, and Jesus told them, "You will be my witnesses. You will give testimony to me. You'll testify to what you've seen and heard. And men will reject you, and they will hate you as they hated me." Why? Because you live in a fallen world that's under the dominion of darkness. And the last thing the enemy wants, the enemy who wants all to be enslaved to him, is to acknowledge the kingship of Jesus and the victory of the Lord. So John, who was there at the tomb, John, who was there from the beginning, John, who knew Jesus so intimately, he's the one who's telling us what we've seen with our eyes, what we've heard from him, what we looked upon, and what we touch with our own hands concerning the word of life. That's concerning Jesus. For the life, this life, the eternal life, the Christ life was made visible to us. We have seen it, and we testify now to you about it and proclaim to you the eternal life. The eternal life that was with the Father. It's that life that was made visible to us. No one else had ever seen it. He's the one who brought it. He's the one who manifested it to us. And what we have seen and what we have heard, we now proclaim to you. That's the whole mission of the church, friends, is to be brought into this reality and to bring as many people as possible that we can into this living reality. And what is the reality? To have fellowship with the apostles and saints who live in fellowship with God the Father and with Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the destiny of the human race. And friends, if we want our country to become sane again, if we want to bring order back to society, if we want to find some peace, this is the direction. We need to repent, humble ourselves, turn to God, enter back into God's story. Behold the greatness of what God has done. Repent of our sins and receive his grace to join the saints and to come into fellowship with the Father and with the Son. That's what's on offer in the church, to come and receive the Christ life while you still can. Because the day is coming when he returns and it will be too late. So open your hearts now radically, fully, totally to Jesus and receive his gift. Blessed be God. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.